He is a superman.
他要统管整个的世界。
He is going to rule the world.
所以到了时候。
At the time.
他要站在圣地。
He's going to stand in the holy place.
他要污染这个圣地。
He's actually going to corrupt that holy place.
简单来说。
Simply speaking.
他就进到了圣殿。
He goes into the temple.
然后他要站在圣殿。
He's going to stand in the holy place.
他要把他偶像放在圣殿里
面。He's going to place his own idol in the temple.
你看见他要污染圣殿里面的祭坛。
He's going to desecrate the altar in the temple.
等到敌基督真的出现。
When the Antichrist comes.
敌基督真的站在圣殿里面。
When he does stand in the temple.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这就是大灾难的时候。
This is the time of the great tribulation.
什么时候敌基督出现。
Whenever the Antichrist appears.
什么时候人类最大的苦难就来到。
So then the greatest tribulation of mankind will come.
那个灾难不是空前的。
That tribulation is not that.Will never occur before,
而且是绝后的
and it will never occur again.
那么弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在清楚吗
isn't it clear now?
什么叫大灾难
what is the great tribulation?
大灾难就告诉我们将来有一个敌基督一定要来到这个世界
great tribulation tells us that there's going to be antichrist that's going to come into the world.
他像 superman.
He is like a superman.
他是很有力量的
He is very powerful.
他迷住很多很多的人
He actually will deceive many.
好多人非常的佩服他
Many will really think highly of him.
好多人巴不得能跟随他。
Many want to follow him.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
敌基督乃是个超人。
The Antichrist is a superman.
很多世界之人最后有一天要来跟随他。
Many people of the world want to follow him.
所以等到那个日子来到的时候。
When that day does come.
你知道大灾难就来到。
You know that great tribulation will come.
苦难就来到。
Suffering will come.
那么好了。
Okay.
但以理书总共只12章。
So Daniel's only 12 chapters.
那么为什么主耶稣只提到这一点？
Why did the Lord only mention this one point?
那么到底主耶稣讲到这个那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地
So when the Lord talks about the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place
那么到底是十二章里面哪一章呢
So which chapter does it talk about this?
如果他讲到十二章里面一章
So if it talks about one chapter in the 12 chapters
那你就会读圣经
Then you know how to study the Bible
我们读但以理书不知道读多少遍
We don't know how many times we study the book of Daniel
我们读来去读不懂的
We read and we don't really understand
但是我们主耶稣
But our Lord Jesus
知道整个但以理书最重要是哪一章
So he knows which is the most important chapter
最精华的是哪一章
What is the essence or the cream of the crop
所以明白吗
Do you see that?
只有我们的主能告诉我们怎么读但以理书
Only the Lord Jesus can tell us how to study Daniel
从第一章到第十二章
From chapter 1 to chapter 12
你看见有十二章的话
You see, there are 12 chapters of words.
里面充满了很多的预言。
Full of prophecies.
当你读到第二章的时候。
But when you read chapter 2.
你看有个巨人的像。
There is a great statue.
他头是金的。
He has a gold head.
他的胸是银的。
He's a breast of silver.
他肚子铜的。
He's a belly of bronze.
他的腿是铁的。
The legs of iron.
你看见吗？这是很重要的预言。
This is a very important prophecy.
到了第七章的时候。
This is chapter 7.
你看见在地中海。
In the Mediterranean.
结果有四只兽从海里上来。
There are four beasts that came out of the Mediterranean.
第一只兽像狮子。
The first beast is like the beast, like a lion.
第二只兽像熊一样。
The second beast is like a bear.
第三像豹一样。
The third is like a leopard.
第四是不知名的兽。
The first is an unknown beast.
明白吗?
You see that?
金银铜铁这是第二章。
Gold, silver, bronze, and iron, this is chapter 2.
但是到了第七章你看见就四只不同的兽。
Well, in chapter 7, these are four different beasts.
所以你看这是圣经里就这个但以理书充满了预言。
So Daniel's full of prophecies.
当然我们都知道。
But we all know.
这个金银铜铁。
This gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
就是告诉我们将来这个世界有四个大的帝国要出现。
Will tell us that there will be four empires in this world that would appear.
果然这个预言应验。
This prophecy was fulfilled.
原来那个金头就指着历史上的巴比伦帝国了。
That gold head speaks about the Babylonian Empire in history.
那为什么是金的呢?
Why is it gold?
因为巴比伦金子很多。
Because there's a lot of gold in Babylon.
那么后来来了一个帝国叫做波斯大帝国。
And then there was another kingdom called the Persian Empire.
那波斯大帝国为什么是银的呢?
Why is the Persian Empire silver?
那你读以斯帖记的时候。
If you read the book of Esther.
你知道波斯波斯皇帝可以统治127个省。
So the king Ahasuerus he could rule over 127 satraps.
从古时一直到印度。
From Kush all the way to India.
很少有一个世界上的版图像波斯帝国版图那么大。
Rarely will you see such a large territory.
他有这么多的版图有什么好处呢？
Having so much territory, what's the benefit?
他到时候就可以向他们收税。
Then he can collect taxes from them.
每一个国家都要把钱给波斯帝国。
Every country needs to give money to the Persian Empire.
所以波斯帝国的国库就很多很多钱。
So the Persian Empire had a lot of money.
但是你不要随便给他什么钱，他不一定都要的。
It doesn't mean you give him any money.
你一定要给银才可以。
You have to give silver.
明白吗？
You see that?
所以在整个波斯帝国的国库里面。
So in the whole, treasury of the Persia.
全世界的银子都在他的国库里面。
The whole world's silver is in his hands.
所以明白吗？
So you understand?
这是为什么波斯帝国是银的。
So that's why Persian is silver.
那么等到波斯帝国完了以后。
After the Persian Empire.
你知道有个希腊大的帝国。
There is a Greek Empire.
那么如果大家读历史的话。
If you study history.
你知道希腊人打仗的时候。
So when the Greeks, they fought in a war.
他的盾牌牌一定是铜的盾牌。
The shield is always bronze.
所以明白，到了铜的地方就是希腊帝国。
So when you come to the belly, it's the Greek Empire.
那有的人看电影的时候。
So some people when they watch movies.
到了罗马帝国的时候。
When you come to the Roman Empire.
它就不是铜的牌子了。
It's no longer bronze shield.
你看见它是铁的。
The shield is always made of iron.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
当但以理那个时候
In the time of Daniel
还没有波斯帝国
There was no Persian Empire
还没有希腊大帝国
There was no Greek Empire
还没有罗马帝国
There was no Roman Empire
他们怎么知道
How did they know
但以理怎么晓得
How did Daniel know
明白吗
You see that
很稀奇
Amazingly
所以等到这个尼亚历山大就是希腊帝国的
When it came to the king, empire of Alexander the Great.
结果等到他要到耶路撒冷的时候。
That Greek empire, when he came to Jerusalem.
你要耶路撒冷的大祭司就去迎接他。
So the great high priest went to meet Alexander the Great.
然后就把但以理书给他看。
So he showed, Book of Daniel to Alexander the Great.
你知道吗？你就在但以理书里面。
See, you've been recorded in the Book of Daniel.
他就是但以理书不是讲有个很大有羊有个山羊，它有个大的角吗
？So it talked about a ram with a big horn.
那大的角就指亚历山大说。
So that horn is Alexander the Great.
后来呢，大的角折断以后。
So after that horn was torn apart.
有四个角。
Then there were four little horns.
因为亚历山大他没有儿子。
Because Alexander the Great, he did not have a son.
所以后来他的国家就被四个将军拿去了。
So his kingdom was taken by four of his generals.
那个四个将军就是这里的四个角。
These four generals are the four horns.
所以你们再读但以理书。
So when you read Book of Daniel,
现在我们读好像是历史。
So now we read it as if it's history.
但但以理那个时候还没有发生。
But at the time of Daniel, it didn't occur yet.
那个时候还没有亚历山大。
There was no Alexander the Great.
等到亚历山大把耶路撒冷拿下来的时候。
But after Alexander the Great conquered Jerusalem.
那他们就把但以理书给他看。
So they showed him the Book of Daniel.
所以后来亚历山大就撤退了。
So that's why Alexander the Great, he retreated.
明白吗？
You see that?
所以后来他到了埃及。
So when he went to Egypt,
就盖了一个很大的城。
He built a great city,
叫做亚历山大。
Called Alexandria.
所以他就邀请犹太人到亚历山大去。
He welcomed the Jews to Alexandria.
所以这是故事。
So this is a story.
这是历史。
This is history.
但是你看见稀奇吧
？But you see, isn't it amazing?
圣经的预言很奇妙的应验。
The biblical prophecy is amazingly fulfilled.
果然是金银铜铁。
Indeed, it is gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
那更重要的
But more importantly,
圣经告诉我们什么
The Bible tells us what
金银铜铁是指着从头到胸到腿、
so、
一直下来
Gold, silver, bronze All the way to the iron legs
所以时间慢慢慢慢往下流
So time has moved forward, right?
等到你到了脚趾头
When you come to the toes
那就表示越来越靠近实际世界的末日
It should come close to the end of the world
然后但以理书第二章怎么说呢
What did Daniel chapter 2 say?
有一块大的石头
There's a huge stone
就打在他的脚上
He crushed the toes
就把他打得粉碎
And into pieces
那么到底这个石头是什么石头
So what is that stone?
你记得主耶稣说过一句话
You remember what once the Lord Jesus said?
他说匠人所砌的石头已经成为头块的房角石
So the stone that the builders rejected has already become the chief cornerstone
主耶稣被钉十字架他们说定掉，除掉他，除掉他。
So when the Lord Jesus was crucified, they say, crucify him, away with him.
他就是匠人所砌的一块石头。
He is that stone that was rejected by the builders.
所以主耶稣把自己比作石头。
So the Lord Jesus compared himself to a stone.
那么主耶稣怎么说呢
？So what did the Lord Jesus say?
这个石头如果砸在谁的身上，就要把它砸得稀烂。
So whoever this stone crushes upon, they will be crushed to pieces.
所以这什么意思？
What does that mean?
等待主耶稣要回来的时候。
When the Lord Jesus comes back.
等到末日的时候。
At the end times.
他回来就是那块石头。
When he comes back, he is that stone.
不过那块石头不是砸在头上。
But that stone is not crushing on the head.
那不是但以理那个时候。
Not the time of Daniel.
也不是砸在罗马帝国。
Not during the Roman Empire.
也不是主耶稣降生那个时候。
Not during the time our Lord Jesus was born.
不是不是。
No.
他要砸在时间的最后的时候。
He's gonna crush the feet or the toes at the end of time.
所以第二次主耶稣要回来的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus comes the second time.
结果那块石头就砸在脚上。
The stone will crush on the feet.
要把它砸得粉碎。
And it will crush it into pieces.
然后你看有一座大山。
And there'll be a huge mountain.
那就告诉我们说。
And it will tell us.
有第五个国要出现。
There's gonna be a fifth kingdom that will appear.
那个国度就主耶稣回来的那个国度。
That kingdom is the kingdom when the Lord Jesus returns.
他要变成万王之王，万主之。
He will become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以这些事情都要发生。
So these little things will all happen.
这就是但以理书第二章。
This is Daniel chapter 2.
明白吗？
You understand that?
所以但以理第二章告诉我们，主耶稣有一天要来。
Daniel chapter 2 tells us that one day the Lord Jesus will come.
犹太也这么相信。
The Jews also believe this.
他们不肯相信主耶稣已经来了。
They don't want to believe that the Lord Jesus already came.
所以他们还在等。
So they're still waiting.
他们只知道但以理书第二章。
They only know Daniel chapter 2.
他们知道最后弥赛亚要来。
They know that Messiah will come.
就好像基督徒相信最后主耶稣要回来一样。
Just like Christians believe that the Lord Jesus will return.
所以你看见吗？
So you see that?
这就是但以理书第二章。
This is Daniel chapter 2.
那你明白了这个预言。
After you understand this prophecy.
你说太好了。
He said this is wonderful.
这不是圣经里很重要的预言吗？
This is a very important prophecy in the Bible.
但是不是，不光这样。
But not only that.
你知道但以理那个时候才20岁不到。
But Daniel was not even 20 years old at that time.
他很年轻，
he was very young.
头脑很清楚，
his mind was very clear.
他读历史读地理都比别人都读得更好。
When he studied history, when he studied geography, he knew it better than others.
所以神用他，
so the Lord used him.
神用他讲出这一段很重要的预言。
And the Lord used him to speak these words.
但是等一等，
but wait a minute.
过了50年，
after 50 years,
但以理从20岁就变成70岁了。
So Daniel was 20 and then he became 70.
你说20岁变成70岁还有什么用呢？
So after 20 and then you became 70, what use of this?
身体是不如从前了。
The body is not as strong as before.
他越来越有智慧。
But he is more and more full of wisdom.
同样的一件事情。
The same matter.
他的看法不一样了。
Now his view is different.
明白吗？
You see that?
年轻的时候。
When he was young.
一种的看法。
Is one view.
到了你经过许多事情以后。
After you have experienced many things.
因为你更成熟了。
Because you're more mature.
你更有智慧了。
You're more wise.
所以明白吗？
You understand?
所以等了但以理快70岁的时候。
When Daniel was almost 70.
过了50年以后。
After 50 years.
很稀奇，就到了但以理书第七章。
You come to Daniel chapter 7.
明白吗？
You see that?
但第七章很稀奇。
But chapter 7 is very amazing.
他不再说金银铜铁。
It no longer talks about gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
因为在尼布加尼撒王。
Because in the time of Nebuchadnezzar.
因为他统治了全世界。
Because he conquered the whole world.
所以他看见全世界就像金银铜铁一样。
So when he sees the whole world, he sees as gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
他看见这个世界的荣华 splendor.
He sees the splendor of this world.
所以他一看就看见金银铜铁。
So that's why he sees gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
但是过了50年以后。
But after 50 years.
你看见另外一个人。
There's another man.
这个人名叫但以理。
His name is Daniel.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
但以理不是个自由的人。
Daniel is not a free man.
他是被掳到巴比伦去。
He was deported to Babylon.
好不容易在巴比伦，你看见他做了宰相了。
Very difficult that he actually become a ruler in Babylon.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
到底但以理是个被掳的人。
But Daniel is definitely one who was deported.
但是过了五十年以后。
After 50 years.
他能够看见神所看见。
He could see what God.
他年轻的时候
when he was young,
觉得这个世界像金银铜铁
he felt that this whole world was like gold, silver, bronze
是花花绿绿的世界
it's a colorful world
他慢慢慢年纪大了以后
but as he became older
你看见吗他就能够明白这个世界是怎么一回事
so then he started to understand what kind of world this world was
表面上是金子银子铜跟铁
outwardly was gold, silver, bronze, and iron
但是过了五十年以后
but after 50 years
他看见有四只兽从海里上
Saw four beasts coming out of the sea.
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
第一只兽
The first beast
是 lion.
Lion
是狮子。不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
虽然是狮子
Even though it's a lion.
但是其实是预告 什么？预告巴比伦帝国。
But it actually prophesies of Babylon.
同样的一个预言。
The same prophecy.
同样有四个大的帝国。
There are four great empires.
但从不同的角度来看。
But you look at it from a different angle.
明白吗？
You see that?
本来是金子。
Before it was gold.
像金头。
Just the gold head.
现在是狮子头。
Now is the head of a lion.
现在的的确像狮子一样。
It is the head of a lion.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
所有动物里面狮子是百兽之王。
So the lion is the king of all animals.
所以我们都知道。
So we know that.
这是巴比伦。
So this is the Babylonian empire.
然后没有多久以后呢
？Soon after.
是熊。
And then is the bear.
你看熊的特点在哪里
？What's the special feature of the bear?
我想，如果你站在熊的前面
，If you come before the bear,
你一定要抬头看。
You have to raise your head.
因为它的 mass 很大。
Because it's very massive.
你明白吗
？You see that?
如果你站在他前面
，If you stand before him,
他就要把你压倒了。
He's going to crush you.
那你只读历史你就知道。
If you study history,
这个巴比伦帝国特点在哪里
？What was the special?
What's the
special feature of Persia?
他每次打仗的时候
，Every time they went to war,
都是很多很多的人。
There are many, many people.
他是用人海来战术。
So they conquer through a sea of people.
这有人说 ，Man mountain, man sea, 人山人海呀。
So,whatever he said.
Yeah, 那就是这个就是很多人的意思。
So many, many people.
所以你只要看见很多的人就把你压倒了。
So many people, then it will crush you.
你要看见很多人排山倒海过来，你就差不多了。
So when many